Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, a Missouri man's pet emu got upset and escaped.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. It sounds like that emu got emotional. Do you like emus? Have you ever been around emus?
I never heard of an emu until that stupid set of commercials came on. The dumbest commercials in the history of commercials. Right. I never heard of an emu. Had you?
I'd heard of an emu, but I didn't know what they looked like. Right. And I like those commercials, especially when they put the glasses on the emu. That makes me laugh, makes me happy. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Sean Payton draws a line, LeBron goes for Kareem's record, and Peter King joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with the extremely positive comments Jason Kidd had for his new player in Dallas, Kyrie Irving, at a press conference yesterday. Here are some of them. Quote, "We feel that getting him is going to help put us in a position to win a championship. He's all about basketball. He wants to win and he wants to be coached. And this is a great opportunity for me to have someone like this to help," unquote. Wilbon, do you think Kidd believes this?
I don't know if Kidd believes it, nor do I care. Kidd was talking to Kyrie Irving as much. It's saying, basically saying, you got a coach, you're going to be coached. You better be all about basketball. But I don't know or care whether Kidd believes that. Kidd has a job to do as a coach, which is get people to buy into what he's selling. And I think Jason Kidd's really, 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 really good at it. I have had a chance to talk to and listen to Jason Kidd over nearly 30 years. I know Jason Kidd has a brilliant basketball mind, and he's able to get to some great degree people to do what he needs them to do. That's why he's in the Hall of Fame. That's why he was a great point guard and organizer on multiple teams and ultimately won a championship in Dallas. I believe, and I said this to you yesterday before Jason Kidd said anything, I said one of the greatest assets Kyrie Irving will have is Jason Kidd as his coach. I don't know if Jason can pull it off. It's hardly, I mean, LeBron with some help and T. Lou, they got it done with a tag team. I don't know if Jason Kidd can do it. But I think that's his best chance. I really do.
Yeah, Jason Kidd has to say what he just said because he has to create a welcoming environment for Kyrie Irving. Mark Cuban will say similar things. Sean Marks said similar things in Brooklyn. And at some point in the 30-minute story on Kyrie Irving, he detonates the bomb and we got to go to commercial. Jason Kidd was not talking about the Kyrie Irving that I know. It's just not. When he says he's all about basketball, you mean like last year where he refused to take the COVID vaccination so that he could play basketball? You know, and when he says he wants to be coached, you mean like when they announced that his coach was going to be exactly the same size and same background as his new coach, Jason Kidd, and he said, "Kevin Durant and I, we don't really need a coach. We can coach ourselves." So this may work, Mike, in the short term. It may. They may score 130 points a game and beat everybody. But if they sign him to a long-term deal, as I told you yesterday, in a year or so, Jason Kidd is going to be fired and Luka Doncic is going to leave because this is subtraction by addition.
Well, I think they'll be around a lot longer, presuming they want to be, than Kyrie Irving. And I want to see it because Tony, Kyrie Irving is great in the short term. I know know that. He's great in the short term.
He's a great player.
And so what's like, we're talking about only 35 games left, Tony, maybe even fewer than that, around 30 games left. It's going to be fun to watch. It may blow up, but it's going to be fun to watch. Let's move to the NFL, where new Broncos head coach Sean Payton appears to be drawing a line with Russell Wilson. When asked yesterday whether Wilson could still have his personal quarterback coach and other support personnel in the team facility, Payton said, quote, "That's foreign to me. That's not going to take place. I'm unfamiliar with it. Our staff will be here. Our players will be here. And that will be it. Close quote. Tony, how should Russ feel hearing that?
How should he feel? He should feel grateful because this thing with this guy named Heaps wasn't working at all. Russell Wilson was terrible in Denver. He was simply terrible. Now he can get out of paying Heaps the heaps of money that he was paying him before. And what's going to happen, he's got a guy in Sean Payton who took somebody, and I made this analogy before about point guards as coaches. Sean Payton took somebody, Drew Brees, about the same size as Russell Wilson, and got him to the Hall of Fame. All right, that's an important thing. We have seen this in sports culture in the last few years. We have seen people have their 10, personal coaches, their personal trainers. They have total support staff. They have personal PR people, and they refer to them as my team. Famously, this started, I believe, with Tom Brady, and it drove Belichick wild. But Brady was so good that he couldn't throw this guy off the facility, right? But there's a difference with Sean Payton. Sean Payton can. Sean Payton is saying to Russell Wilson, I'm the new sheriff in town. This is the way we're going to do it. And if you don't like it, there's the door.
Yeah. Tony, we can go back to Michael Jordan and Tim Grover, which was 20 years pre-Tom Brady and TB12 and whatever that team was. So many of these guys have their teams now. And when you go to practice, you go to facilities, you see them and you're introduced to them sometimes. You're like, wow, what is this? And I don't blame Sean Payton. First of all, Russ, it didn't work. Whoever you had last year, it didn't work out. Now we're going to do it this way.
Didn't work.
I don't blame Sean Payton. He has more control than a coach or manager in any other sport because his players' contracts are not fully guaranteed. Russ's is closer, but not fully. So, I'm with Sean Payton. And Russ should be given over to having a proven coach who maybe can get him back on the track that he was on all those years. Championship or near championship years?
Look, let me just say this. This is a quote. I'm going to read this quote. This will tell you what Sean Payton is about. He said, you have law and order, as Bill Parcells would say, because he worked for Bill Parcells.
Yeah.
You come in with, this is how we're going to teach. This is how we're going to meet. This is how we're going to practice. And look, it's not for everyone. Okay, sometimes we're not asking. Sometimes it's non-negotiable, unquote. Let's see how Russ cooks with that. I think it's better for him, and I think you do too. We move now to LeBron James. He needs 36 points tonight to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the NBA's all-time leading scorer. Wilbon, you interviewed LeBron yesterday. How big a deal is this to him?
Tony, the points, the number of points, it's just not. I mean, I talked to LeBron before about it. Yesterday we talked at length. And the company he keeps, and I was glad to hear LeBron say it. And you could just tell over these recent years, and maybe not when he was 22, but LeBron's 38 years old. And he talked about history, not just of the Lakers, but the people involved. He talked about Magic and Elgin and Jerry West and Wilt and Kareem. And he talked about it with like a kid, a little kid yesterday. I was so glad to see it and hear it and feel it. So I know it's been said in other interviews. I don't really care. I know what he said to me yesterday. And it's important to him to be included. And I think that's a great attitude to have. He also, Tony, I told you this. It's more impressive to me that he's moving past Kareem and Magic at the same time. That's like, somebody else said this, I'm going to steal it. That's like being a batting champion and being the home run king at the same time. Come on. People don't do that. LeBron's doing that at 38 years old. And he's very excited about it. It was palpable. And I'm rooting for him to break that, you know, to pass Kareem tonight. I am.
Yeah, I'm not going to disparage this record in any way, because if you have a record, if you're the all-time leader in something, I don't care if it's points or rebounds or steals or assists or blocks, if you're ahead of everybody else, that's a big deal. And he has a right to be proud of it. But I'm going to bring up to you what you bring up to me all the time when we talk about Wayne Gretzky and Alexander Ovechkin. Just because Alexander Ovechkin passes Wayne Gretzky for the most NHL goals doesn't make him a better player.
That's right.
So this does not make LeBron James automatically the best player in history, and nobody should think that. You know, but it's, to me, LeBron didn't know this number 2 months ago, and I don't know this number now. Tom Brady has all the passing records. I don't know any of the numbers. There's one sport where numbers matter, and it's baseball. It's 60, yeah. It's 714, it's 755, it's 400. You know, those are numbers. To me, there's two numbers in basketball. There's Wilt getting 100 and Russell getting 11 championships. That's it for me in basketball. I don't know about you.
Those are the ones.
Let's take a break. Coming up, we'll ask Peter King for any updates. Yeah, on the injuries to Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts.
We'll also ask him what he's hearing about the future of Aaron Rodgers. Also, Tony LeBron talked about he's a passer. He's a playmaker. That's what he dreamt of. He didn't dream of scoring, and he loves a skyhook, and he's talking about how he goes to the lab now as an older player.
In his first few years that he didn't take the final shot.
You know? Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The PTI investigative team has determined that the Super Bowl will be played this Sunday. Here to discuss it with us is our great friend from NBC's Football Night in America and Football Morning in America, not to mention Newsday Alumni Society, Mr. Peter King. Peter, let's start with this.
Peter!
You had some time with the Eagles coach, Nick Sirianni, this week. Is he still bothered by the fact that when Andy Reid got to Kansas City, he did not keep him as an assistant there?
I really don't think so, Tony, for a very simple reason. Let's go back to early 2013, exactly 10 years ago, where Nick Sirianni was a first-year full-time position coach on Kansas City, and Andy Reid took the job. So Andy Reid now has to decide who to keep and who not to keep. He's never heard of Nick Sirianni, and he's got a guy named David Culley, who later was the Houston Texans head coach, who has been his receivers coach for him. He loves David Culley. So I don't really think there was ever much of a chance he was going to keep Sirianni, even though he interviewed Sirianni for the job. Sirianni does not hold a grudge. I think people might make it out that he does hold a grudge. I think it's a pile of garbage. I don't think he does.
Interesting story, Peter. Okay, let's move up to what might pass some weeks as news. I don't think there's much there, but you'll tell us. Patrick Mahomes' ankle, Jalen Hurts' shoulder. I particularly, after watching Patrick Mahomes play the way he did, think that the ankle thing is completely bogus. But take us up, give us an update. Bring us current.
Well, look, there's no question that Patrick Mahomes isn't going to be as mobile as he normally would be in a regular game because of his high ankle sprain. But, Michael, here's the whole thing. When Tom Brady retired from the NFL, he left in his NFL will, I bequeath all of my will to Patrick Mahomes. And that's what Mahomes has. He, you know, you might not beat him, but I think you're going to have to kill him in order to beat him. You know, I mean, in other words, he's not going to lose easy. And that is the way that's what we're going to see in Patrick Mahomes in this game. I don't think he's going to be able to run all over the place, but he will be able to do enough. Now, the shoulder of Jalen Hurts, I think, is a little bit different. And I think he's still having trouble. He told me a couple of weeks ago, it's good enough. And so, look, I think he will be able to do what he has to do, but I'm sure Jalen Hurts wishes that in his first Super Bowl of maybe many, he had his shoulder was feeling like it was in November and not in January.
Okay. Is Patrick Mahomes, Peter, going to have wideouts to throw the ball to? Or is he going to have to, they're going to have to recruit some people out of the desert to go out and play wide receiver for the Chiefs this Sunday?
I'm not a football gambler. I'm not a gambler of any sort. But all I know, and I don't even know what the over-under on Travis Kelce's yardage is in this game. But I, you know, take the over. That's the easiest bet of the year. Because he's got to be able to throw the ball quickly. Because, Michael, if you look at the way that Philadelphia has been playing, Hassan Reddick is in the quarterback's shoulder pads almost like after 2 seconds after he snaps it. So they've got a lot of people who can get to the quarterback. Mahomes is not going to be as active in the pocket, I don't think, as he normally is. So they're going to have to throw a lot early. And he just doesn't have a real healthy receiver group. So I think he goes to running backs and tight ends a lot in this game.
We got to have one non-Super Bowl question, and of course it's about Aaron Rodgers. Is your sense that he stays at Green Bay, Peter, or that he goes somewhere else?
Tony, that's such an unfair question to ask me since I have not gone on my 4-day darkness retreat yet. But I will just say that to me, like when you hear Aaron Rodgers say right after the Super Bowl, I'm going into pitch dark for 4 days. And I'm not going to have any lights on, and I'm going to think, and I'm going to hallucinate, and all that stuff. I definitely think that Aaron Rodgers has not made his decision yet. But you've got to think now that he's got a chance to leave Green Bay if he continues to want to play. And if he does leave there, you know, it'd be poetic justice. 15 years ago this year, there was a third-year quarterback named Aaron Rodgers who was ready to play. And the Packers kind of forced him in there in favor of Brett Favre. Now you really get the feeling Packers look like they're itching to see if Jordan Love can play. So maybe Aaron Rodgers takes the same path that Favre did in 2008 and goes to the Jets. I'm not predicting anything. I have no idea if he'd want to go to the Jets. I do know that the Jets have a top 5, 6, 7 defense in the league and some pretty good weapons. I don't think they're the same old Jets if they get a good quarterback.
All right, we get you out of here on this, and you got to be quick. Less than 10 seconds. Who you leaning to in this game?
I like Philadelphia. I like their depth. I like the best offensive line we have seen in the NFL in years. And I think Jalen Hurts makes enough plays behind that line for the Eagles to win.
Pleasure, Peter, as always. A tremendous pleasure. Thank you.
First prediction of the week. Peter,
thanks
for joining us.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, Jacob Trouba gets physical for the Rangers.
And the Nets suddenly have a new big-time scorer. Is he going to drop 40 again tonight? Tony, I'm going to be like Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to turn around and walk right out behind me into the desert. And I want.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 49th birthday, Steve Nash. Nash took the early fall for Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, not producing anything in Brooklyn the last few years. It was Nash's first coaching job, and depending on how sour it made him, it may be his last. His record was 94-67. Nash was a two-time player of the year in the West Coast Conference at Santa Clara, and later the 15th overall draft pick by Phoenix in 1996. Nash played 18 seasons for Phoenix, Dallas, and the Lakers, was a two-time NBA MVP, an eight-time All-Star, and led the league in assists six times. He's in the Hall of Fame. The list of the greatest small point guards in the last 50 years begins with Isaiah Thomas, John Stockton, and Steve Nash.
Amen. Tony, Nash got back here to Phoenix about the time I started to spend some time here in Arizona. And those teams were thrilling to watch, the 7 seconds or less Suns, nicknamed that by our friend Jack McCallum. It was breathtaking to watch Steve Nash and those teams. I'm sorry they didn't break through. They lost to the Spurs a couple of times in really tough series, but they were a thrill.
Happy anniversary, Sean Payton. On this day 13 years ago, Payton and undersized quarterback Drew Brees beat Peyton Manning and the Colts to win the first and only Super Bowl for the New Orleans Saints. Peyton now hopes to rejuvenate another undersized quarterback, Russell Wilson, for the Denver Broncos. Peyton may be so good with quarterbacks because he was a quarterback himself at Eastern Illinois, alma mater as well to Tony Romo and Jimmy Garoppolo. Peyton still holds the school record for most passing yards in a game, 509 versus Saginaw State, and most consecutive completions, 17 versus Western Kentucky. Peyton played three NFL games in the scab year of 1987, going 8-for-23 for your Chicago Bears, Wilbon.
Yeah, they were derisively nicknamed the Spare Bears. And Mike Ditka wanted nothing to do with them. And I think they went 2-1 in those three games. And that work stoppage, Tony, probably cost that great Bears collection another championship, a second championship. Very, very, very possible.
Happy trails to Nazem Kadri's helmet. The Calgary center was separated from his helmet by a crunching and legal hit by Rangers captain and tough guy Jacob Trouba during the second period of New York's 5-4 overtime win last night. Soon after, Calgary's Dylan Dubé tried to make the 6'3", 203-pound Trouba pay for that hit and instead got punched repeatedly and wrestled to the ice like a rag doll. The 28-year-old Trouba has become one of the NHL's more notorious hitters. Last night alone, he got into three separate fights.
Man, Tony, he lined him up on that hit. Now, I understand the hit may be legal and quote-unquote clean, but the fighting, I'm glad that's gone overwhelmingly from the NHL. I'm glad it's gone. Get it out. I didn't even like to see it. It felt like a flashback to watch what happened after those hits. Gone good. Better product.
Let's go to the big finish. Brian Flores will be Vikings defensive coordinator. Is that a good choice?
Was an assistant on the Steelers last season, Tony. Also, the 49ers have hired Steve Wilks as their defensive coordinator. Yes, I think both of those are good hires. They should be head coaches, but I think they're good hires. Number 9, Kansas beat number 5, Texas. You impressed?
Yes, I am. Big 12's tough. Best conference this year. 24/7 Sports reports that Byron Leftwich has talked with Notre Dame about their offensive coordinator opening. Is that a good fit?
I hope so. It's a prestigious job. I want Byron Leftwich, who I've known since about the 7th grade, to become a head coach in the NFL. He's worked. He's worked. He's worked. I'm hoping for him. Fingers crossed. Windows open still. Klay Thompson, 12 threes. Dubs beat the Thunder. Is that significant?
He's had as many as 14, but 12's a lot. Last one. Nets host the Suns tonight. Will Cam Thomas score 40 again?
No, it's nice that Cam Thomas is there. Devin Booker is back. That's the headliner here.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. And now, your Sports Center.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.